Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure for you to come on Over the Rainbow Show.
Yay. Always a pleasure to be on the show, too, because
oh,
we have
thank
so
you
many
so
friends
much.
out there all over planet Earth.
Oh, wonderful. Can you just, Matt, you know, some of the people in the UK have heard you before. Can you just give us a brief outline about yourself?
Well, I could. A lot of information on our website, too, intergalacticmission.com. I'm a walk-in, which means I took over a body consciously. I have never been veiled. That is veiled, meaning when people come to take a body to have a life on a planet, a physical dense planet, they are usually veiled from their past memories so that it protects them to learn new things as they go about their program of what they decided to do in that life. I wasn't veiled, and I also concentrated on not ever forgetting as they were working with me. So I took over a body that was still not born yet. It would have been a stillborn birth at 8 months. And the soul left, and I saw the soul, talked with it, and that soul left. Then I was asked if I want to go in. So that's how my journey came, and I remembered everything, including the hospital, the doctors, nurses, and everything, and blew my parents' minds when I told them all this information at about 4 years old, when I could figure it all out, knowing that they didn't know something. So that's how I got here. My memory is all from past times and space. For me, it's now, happening at once, because I'm connected to my overpart, which some of my friends on Facebook and even on the chat room actually know is Seralis, and that's the primary contact, I would say, from my ET encounters, was always my own self, but I didn't realize it as a little child. So when my first encounters occurred in 1958, physically on board, I was met by my friends and family, as I call them, who came to it from a high etheric realm to come to the physical realm to actually take me on board and acclimate me to the frequency, and we went for a ride around the solar system and behind the moon. So that was some of my experiences as a child, and it kept happening throughout my life. So till now, right now, I'm 63, and I'm still having experiences, and my last contact was in the park last year on August 10th, 2015, with a being I now know, of course, from the other side. His name is Balthon. He allowed me to say his name and tell people it's okay, but don't try to communicate to him telepathically, like call him in. You can just say, hi, Balthon, but don't try to channel him. These people will not channel through people. They say that's not something they do, really. And a lot of times people channeling aren't always getting pure beings coming through. Sometimes they're playful astrals, you know, and they'll misjudge and confuse people with different information.
Yeah.
So that's why these we'll call them these beings. I don't talk about this because they don't say it, but I know it from my experience that these are beings that are what we would call ascended beings or ascended light masters. They are incredible beings of light, and they come from high frequency dimensions, way above, let's say 22nd dimension frequency, 33rd, it goes on higher and higher. I know people don't know about these things that much because they've been told there's only 7 levels of frequency or 7 planes around planet Earth. And that's part of my job to come here to help people understand there are many mansions, as they say in the biblical terms, in the Father, Mother, Creator's house. Mansions don't mean just houses. They mean many things, many frequencies, many levels, and beyond that, including the nature kingdom, including other places and realms. So it's, mansions means many things. That was the best way that they could explain in those ancient times. I'm not a Bible scholar. I only realize and understand certain things from Bible, biblical things, but I've skimmed through the Bible many times, and I know there's the Bible is mostly metaphors and stories, and some are repeated stories from past times, from other times. So that's why some stories always sound similar, and a lot of times they were taken from another time. So I'm sorry I'm rambling off, but I feel like I'm supposed to say this information to help people understand.
Yeah.
Keep curious as a soul can be. The more curious you are, everybody listening, the more curious you are, the more you will learn and the more you will gain this information and knowledge, and you will be awakened to more things and guided to places to go to get information you request. A lot of times, a soul is born in a certain, you know, when you come into a physical density in a life, you're born in, let's say, another country or the country you're in, Or, you know, one life, another time you might have been in Italy, another time you might have been in what is now Iran, which my ancient times was another, I think, another name, actually. But wherever we're born, we choose the space we're going to be born in, and the information we are looking for, that we program to have for our future life, that the one that we were going to choose, is usually able to be gathered around our area in some way. Like, it means even like healing herbs are always in the area nearby when you need something. Like if it is poison ivy, there's some kind of another plant that's almost a remedy for that in the proximity somewhere. So in the ancient teachings, this seems to work the same way. Wherever you're born, you chose that plant, that planet, or that town or whatever for a reason. And maybe you're supposed to explore and go beyond that town and or that country. But wherever you're meant to go, you're guided to where you have to be or we're planning to be. So always know that our path is always meant to be chosen. Yes, we can choose a yes or no if we decide to go or not go somewhere because we have the free will. But we have to go within and ask within and say, is this information right? Do I need this information? Or do I need to go to, let's say, France for this information, or can I find it in another place close by? And usually nowadays with the internet, people can find information they need, but many people want to experience the energy of a place because they might have come from there. And that's another thing, because they might have past memories that are there. And remember, soul chooses certain experiences and events to trigger awakenings. And those awakenings can happen in any kind of experience, from even falling on your butt, you know, like walking somewhere and falling down, because that could trigger an energy surge that triggers a slight kundalini energy to start, in a way, that to trigger. And it's funny, because this has happened to people I know, and or falling down and bumping their head in the spot might be the third eye, or they bump it on the back. And all this is little bumps, and don't kill them or anything, but it's like little shocks. It doesn't mean go out and take a book and hit yourself on the head or any of that. I'm going to trigger this awakening. Don't do that. But this thing's happened in certain ways for us, even through, I hate to say this, but through car accidents and things that people have experiences, like serious events, where they're in a car accident, let's say. This has happened again to people. And they get jarred in a certain way, and their back gets pushed a certain way, forward or back. Hopefully not in whiplash, but something to that effect where that triggers something else. Hopefully they're not hurt bad, but these things are set up by the soul. So I'm going off. Here we go again. But this is interesting and important information I felt people should know to deal with these heavy, dense levels we're on this physical frequency here. And this is one of the lowest and the densest of them all. There is another density, but it's lower. But that would say, let's say that would be where more negative beings are hanging out. And that's why we have so much negative stuff happening around our frequencies here, since they're close to it. And that's why we call in space planet Earth. It's lovingly called Boot Camp Earth, because or Boot Camp Shan, Shan, that's the name of the planet in space, because it is the low frequency where souls have the highest events that can happen, where they can experience so amazing things that they will progress faster by going through just one life on this planet and learning certain things. They've progressed further sometimes than a person or a soul on a high etheric level, or a center, a mid etheric level, which is where they have a body similar to Earth frequency, which is density, and they even in those planet systems they can have children. On the higher levels they don't normally, but there are some etheric levels that are invisible to us physicals here. They could walk by us and we wouldn't see them, but on their level they too can have children, if they choose. And as death occurs, it doesn't occur as a death, occurs as a transition frequency, and they live longer. So one, let's say, mid-etheric life, about 100 or maybe 500, who knows, a lot of them, because they live longer than our people here on physical Earth. So they would live longer. They can have 10 lives on that, and 10 lives in the etheric levels might match up to one Earth level, one life here, no matter how long you lived in it. And it's amazing. And that's why there's many souls out there who try to get in, and
yes.
a lot of them are extraterrestrials, meaning they come from other galaxies or solar systems, and they haven't maybe lived on Earth yet, and they're coming to this density because they know about planet Earth. And there's other planets out there like Earth, let's say, but not as dense, not as heavy, where this negativity
right.
and sadness and this passion that plays out here like a big play, because it is, like, you know what I mean, right? The Earth play.
Yes.
We're all roles in a role. I'm sorry, Bob, I had gotten over having a cold, so my throat's a little dry.
Don't worry about
but,
it, Mark.
So I want people to understand that. So I just
I
want
might.
People to understand that, for them to understand
that's
that.
That's fine, that's fine.
One Earth life equals a lot more on the other
there's
side.
There's a couple messages in the chat room. One says, I agreed to try to take contact, but I'm alone to make contact, and so I lost the relation with my friends, so I've stopped to meditate for since a year and now.
Rainbow.
Rainbow flame.
Rainbow flame light. I like that one. That's great.
Yes.
I agree to try.
And the other one
take,
is, it is
oh, make contact.
Do not have
they,
him.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Bob. Go.
More contact to awaken ones. That's the last two messages, and then there's another one come out now. Can you tell me how are ET brothers to come to visit the ones you are in contact with, ready to meet them? Tell them to knock first and don't make me afraid.
Well, they come in love, and they always come to their own. They told me this since I was a kid, actually, with them. Because I had friends that would see the spaceships with me, and they would answer yes and no questions by going up and down for yes and back and forth for no, a big sphere in the sky, right? I mean, like, in the afternoon or 7 at night, it would be this big sphere, very low, too. So I estimated those spheres to be about 30-foot diameter. They look like sterling silver. And they would go up and down. I would hear them telepathically say yes or no, but the person with me wouldn't. So I said, can you go up and down for a yes question if they ask? And they said, sure. So they did. So the thing is they come to their own, meaning if you're from a certain group of ET friends and families, we call them friends and family because mostly we're all connected. So I come from a different group, but the thing is all of these beings and friends work within the alliance groups, the benevolent ones. We're not calling for negative ones. I also don't want to call for any 3D physicals like us, because a lot of times the 3D energy people, who are similar to Earth people and can fit and walk with us on the planet and never be noticed, and some can because they're tall, but like the tall whites, they call them, they're different species and people. Now, if a person was a tall white in a past life, let's say, and even though they're utilizing areas around the West Nevada areas to be underground, they might be drawn to call on people they recognize in that way. Now, you want to constantly always ask for the benevolent teachers, the kind and loving ones, only of the light, and the masters who work with them. Because if they have a 3D effect like us, like a physical density like us, usually they work with something with our people here on Earth, the militaries or something with the governments and some hidden governments or whatever. So I always call for the beings of light. We want to call for beings higher than physical density. We want to call for like 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th and beyond frequencies. And I always talk with them through Yehoshua, who we know as Sananda in space. Now, so if you're calling on Sananda, who is the highest of them all, of all beings, and the most humblest and the most powerful of them all, he is so beautiful and humble. If you call on Sananda, and like he's told me, if you call on me and have me in your thoughts, no harm will come to you. Because when you call on him, he is there. And you have to know this in your heart, know this is true to anyone calling out. So I always ask through Sananda, Yahushua, who is known as Jesus on planet Earth, and through Mary, our universal blessed mother. And when we ask for them, It doesn't matter what religion or belief we have. Even if we have no belief systems, it's okay. They are loving us. They love us no matter what. We are part of them, and they are our aspect of Creator that comes to us through these densities in love. Yehoshua and my Blessed Mother Mary is known as, we call her Omniversal Mary or Universal Mary or Miriam, because she is the aspect of a feminine aspect of Creator coming through to our understanding frequency, so we can understand Creator through her. The same as Yeshua, Jesus, Ananda, is the same. He's a masculine polarity coming through for us. Yet they are as humble as they can, as beautiful beings. They understand masculine, feminine, and all these other frequencies. They are part of that. They are actually androgynous beings, but they come through the purpose to come to us in these aspects, so we understand them and have comfort with them and comfort or compassion through their energy, what we might be praying for or asking for. And Mary has told me many times, and she's healed a friend of mine. She's touched me. I've met her. She's touched my head when I was praying for my friend next to me, and my friend got healed. Mary comes to us all as long as we think to her in love. That's all. Just ask for her. So when we ask for these people, our being friends, our spirits, soul
yes.
people, and then we ask for our true family or those who we come from that we work with. But that's all we have to say, because we're all family, all of us everywhere in all universes. We're all one. We're all soul. We're all learning through each other. So if you say, I want the people who know me, where I came from last, was with them before I came here and chose to come here. Because most people who are calling out like that are galactic souls that are remembering closer now than they were before. Let's say past lives they might have not remembered much, but as the frequencies are speeding up, now there's hearing or feeling or getting experiences that are awakening them, opening them up. And so people, I think, hearing our voices talking, Bob, will get that vibe, you know, that we're talking a truth. And this is a truth that I've known personally and experienced personally many times over I was a baby, actually. So these beings are real, they exist, and they're here to help us, and they're so concerned in love with us. They want to be help us, and they say, call out to us so we can guide you and protect you or, you know, and help heal. And so call to them, then ask for help through them to guide you to the people or beings that you come from or want to be with. And this is for our friends who wrote in on chat room. So, Rainbow Flame, just call out Adonai Vasu Baragas, or Adonai Vasu Baragas. In French, I don't know this how it would be said, but because she's French, I feel
yes.
we have to... It maybe there's a way to see it on a Google Translate. Maybe you could put those words in. But say those words first, because that means blessings and light and love of infinite radiant Creator when spoken in space. But when you call out like that, ask for guidance, and then don't press on. Just kind of let it go. Say, thy will, not mine, be done. But I need to know this information for myself. Please guide me to the right source, or help me to see them. Ask them, I need a sign, if they can come to me to show me a sign, and let me know it's them by the telepathic energy of love that is one with them. And so for Rainbow Flame, when she sees something come by, maybe she'll call to look up. You get a telepathic feeling to look up, and there's a bright, bright star, but it's not a star. Because a lot of them like to pretend they're stars up there, so they're monitoring, but then when we call them out, they move. This has happened to me many times, even walking down the streets of New York. I look up at the stars I recognize, and I'm like, that's an interesting star. And it's just mimicking a star. And I telepathically said, I know you're not a star. I love you. And all of a sudden it flared up like people call it blasting. It gives it a flare-up of light. And then it shrunk back down, and it zoomed off to the left or the right, you know, just goes away. And I found that funny, because they play that game with us. They call to us to look up, because they're testing to see if we're hearing telepathically. And when you look up and say, I love you, in your own language, it doesn't matter, just love is love. And you say, I love you, my brothers and sisters in space, I love you very much, thank you for the test, and I promise to always hear and listen. And they might just do a dance in the sky and go off. So for Rainbow Flame Light Energy, she has, or you have to know that that's the way to call out. Say a few prayers if you have some prayers. I usually say Christian prayers, but you can meditate with light. You can do anything you want. And the reason I say prayers is because there's a thought form energy that goes with them for centuries and centuries now. So I know that a spiral energy of light goes up as soon as I say the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, or Our Father, Mother, Creator. Then there's the other prayers like Hail Marys, and there's even other prayers. So as people say them and repeat them a few times with reverence in your heart, humility and humbleness, and devotion to Creator, and you say it and say the prayer, you can whisper it, you can speak it, you can telepathically say it, and then say Adonai Vasu Baragas, I'm one with you and you're one with me in the infinite light of Creator. My brothers and sisters in space, I love you so much. Can you send me a sign so I can have hope or whatever it is you're asking for? And that's the best way to do it. And then again, you give your love and say, thy will not mine. If it's like your will not mine be done, because they have jobs they're doing too. So your will not mine, but if you're in the area, stop by, contact me with telepathy, and I promise I will look up. Or like they call to me to come to the window, and I could be doing something like drawing, and I'll hear, come to the window now, and I'll go over to my living room and open the window, and there will be a spaceship that might dance a little bit or sit there, and then I could take a picture sometimes or not, and then they'll just flash off. And even when I'm walking in the streets of New York, they do that. So I know this can happen to anybody. It happens to other people I've even met in the past, that they've made the contact the same way. And it's your friend. It's usually your friends and family who are contacting you. So it could be the same crews also from the Ashtar people and the crews I know in different alliances. They're all good beings. They're all working together here. So... and they're all usually connected to your own higher self or through the oversoul higher self aspect that comes through those higher frequencies. And so the oversoul might be requesting that. Go make contact from my aspect on planet Earth, see if they listen and look up and send that thought out. And then the crew, one of the crews will do that.
Can we just take a couple of phone calls, Mark?
Oh, okay.
It's
hope that helped.
2525 number. Well, let's see what this is. Hello, who's there? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi.
I can hear you. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Mar Benham and Michael McNabb.
Oh, hi, Mar.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
Gosh, how you doing?
I'm just great. It's good to hear your voice.
Mar and Mike.
Yes, it's us. I have a question.
Okay.
Mark, there's obviously a discrepancy between the fact that there are many, many UFOs are visiting the planet Earth and being seen by people all over the Earth, and it's obvious that ETs are here visiting us, and then the fact that the governments of the world, including the U.S. government, are denying that fact and denying the presence and existence of UFOs and ETs. And I wonder if you could speak to... perhaps how and when this discrepancy will be resolved and we'll all come together and be on the same page about what's true.
Oh, wow, Mara, that's good. That is a great question. And one you get many times in different lectures, too. They're like, when is it going to happen? Well, from the crew and Sananda, and they speak through, and I'm hearing right now, actually, my friends and crew, I'd say, they want us to know this, is that... That which they call disclosure is always happening. It's happening to people personally, just like people on our chat room and people we maybe physically know, as well as ourselves. They will disclose to us personally in different ways because we call up to them. And they always said, when you call to us, we then can come to you. They will not normally come to us first. We have to make the initiative curious first step. The same way that Yogananda spoke about calling out to Creator, let's say Mother, Father, Creator, that Creator knows we have the free will, so won't intrude on us, but longs for us, lovingly loves us and wants us to come towards it, but it can't do it because it's a free will here. So it sends us little hints and signs like flower essences will come to us, or a butterfly lands on our hand or our face or nose, or a bird lands on your shoulder. these are things the way Creator speaks to us with love. And so we speak out and call out. And that's why I know there's people out there that say they're atheists, but watch nature around you. This is the way Creator responds to us. When you speak, Creator can get to us closer. So when I'm asking this about the ET friends of ours, they say this is the way it kind of works. The planet has a lot of physical, well, not a lot, but I mean, it's got physical beings working here too from other places that are working with these hidden or secret governments, let's say. As my friend Ingo Swan was part of this underground government, in a sense, that even like the government didn't know, maybe existed, who knows how they do that. But they are the ones who usually get in contact, like the military bases or places around planet Earth. And they've been here before the military. They've had bases below different areas of the planet and under the ocean areas and around Puerto Rico, Cuba, underground, underwater, places like that, and America, of course, and Alaska, and, well, everywhere. Let's just say every planet, solar, South Pole, nor everywhere. And UFOs are seen in and out of the Bristol Channel, so we got an idea now that they're all over the place. And their base is way down deep where our submarines of Earth can't go. And so that's, and they got it all set up down there. That's okay for them. Now, the physical dense people, like us physicals, they are the ones who make the contact with the governments of the people, of the military types, to work here or have access to resources that planet Earth has for them that they could utilize as well. And they will do a share barter thing with their, with our people. Where that's why you get certain technology like the stealth operating planes and things. But for disclosure, the main disclosure, what I felt originally from them, they told me 2016 back in 2010 would be an interesting time where there'd be more sightings occurring all around planet Earth and also more contact through the sky, meaning our friends will make contacts in a way where people start like flashing a flashlight at them and they will flash back. That's something the military people can do in their military Earth UFOs. So that's why I want people to be sure calling on the right beings. You don't want to play with the others who are working with the militaries because they have things that they're doing. And they might play back with us, but they won't get us anywhere. They just might say, oh, flash to those guys down there flashing. Now, because it's happened, and they also have technologies that can, you know, send a beam to a person on the ground. And I don't want to scare people, but it's true they can do this in their black ops way. So we want to contact the high light beings who will never do anything to send a beam or harm us or in any way or make a, or, you know, scare people in any way. So they're not to scare us. They will always send with love. So that's what they tell me normally, that the big disclosure people are looking for might happen in a way that's set up by military, so that these are things we would be warned about, because the military might try to, I hate to talk about that, though, they might try to do something that makes it look like ETs did something. So they say, they always say, call to the, you know, if you're calling out, call to the highest of the light beings. I know there's people out there that are only nuts and bolts interested. You know, they might send you an email and say, you're, you know, this is crazy. You know, but I know nuts and bolts. I've known them, and my investigators in 1978 were, 79, were nuts and bolts. They wanted physical reality, physical stuff. But when they were, I said, well, you can't have it with me. You might get a UFO, but you're going to have a landed UFO and get a piece of the metal because they're not of this planet. They don't have that density. And the craft that comes through is not made of usually a metal like we could think of. But they won't blow up either. They have such barriers that they can work with around these dense levels. So the investigators even had, my investigator Pete with the Scientific Bureau Investigation, basically came around when he started having out of bodies with me and seeing what I was telling him about on the other side. So I told him, I said, you'll see. We'll get you out of body, and we'll show you some stuff, and you will not be able to say nuts and bolts anymore, because, yeah, there's nuts and bolts. There are physical ships and physical bodies, but it's not the ones we want to call upon, because again, they want resources from planet Earth. So we want Etherians, high Etherians, and people that don't need a resource from planet Earth. So this is what I feel from what they've always told me. The disclosure comes to the individuals for themselves to be their own. And I've been going through this my whole life. And I never told people certain things who knew me. When time came right, I was able to mention things to certain friends and see if they would stay my friend, and a lot of times they didn't. But when they start coming with me to see them in the fields, it changes their mind, and had experiences. So this is the kind of love that they want to give to us, that kind of experience, but we have to come to them first. So we don't want to actually, if you're going to pray for any kind of disclosure to come, it has to be amazing, because they cannot let, it's like the prime directive from Star Trek or one of these things. Like, they can't just come here to planet Earth and have a display of ships in the sky that'll give people heart attacks or panic them. That's not against, that would be against the karmic rule. They can't do that. They would never do that. They've told me, would never do that. That's why they test us with little signs, little spheres in the sky, and they might come a little closer one time. Years can go by, and the UFO hovers over the car and takes off. Those are seeing how we respond. If we go, wow, cool, or if we freak out and scream, they understand the soul can't handle it yet. It's okay. But when we send love out to them, then they come closer, and we wait for the next one. Again, don't be anxious. You just wait with love and pray. And I had done that for years. And I said to them one day, a couple years ago now, about 2 years ago, and I said to them, I said, you know, last time I was on the ship was like 1977, physically. I wonder if it's ever going to happen again. If it, thy will, not mine, but if it does, that'd be great. It'd be fun. That's all I can say. It'd be fun. What else can I say? And then a year goes by, and then I meet the guy in the park last year. And I was teleported onto the ship, and I physically was there, and met the original real being called Ashtar. The original Ashtar. Yes, he is real. And he is an Etherian. So these guys are like 7 feet plus. Plus my friends and crew were there. And they all hugged me. So these are real people when you got the high density or high frequencies. They took me, but they teleported me, and they told me they would do this someday, but they just do it when you don't expect it. That's when it's more fun. That's how they do it. They said, well, we'll come to you when you least expect it, and because it registers clearer in your subconscious when we do. If we're sitting out waiting for a UFO to show up or a spaceship, and it finally shows up at 11 o'clock at night, let's say, we're like, yay! But if we're going somewhere on a bike or riding on a car or horseback riding somewhere, we're going someplace on our own, yeah, having a nice time, and all of a sudden we see something or we get a vibe and we see it, and it's close, and people are waving at the window, oh my gosh, it registers like a shock, because it was a shock in that way. That's how the frequency comes to the mind, like a shock. And it registers like a video, like a movie, 3D, perfect. And they've always told me this is how we like to do it, because it helps the soul to remember it, like a snapshot from 1950s. It's still there in my head, as clear as it can be. That's why they said, do it like, put out your prayers, put out your thoughts, and ask for a sign. You're allowed to ask for signs. That's part of the teachings. So ask for a sign to be guided, and you look forward to a sign from your brothers and sisters and your family in space. And call me when I'm there, or you're nearby, and let me have fun to be called telepathically and turn to look, or guide me to just look up. They will do that too. The person will walk along and just turn around and look up at the sky, and there'll be a spaceship. That's the intuitive way they send it to the body frequency. You will be totally turned around. You didn't start turning your body. You will feel, whoa, I'm being turned around. What? Intuitively turn to look up. Or you'll hear a voice sometimes, or a feeling of a voice in your head that's not yours, saying, hello, look up. And I always hear that. It's like, hi, look up. Or come to the window, look up. Or if I'm looking wrong, they say, look over to the right. And I'll look over to the right, and there's the ship. So it's, they watch us. They know what we're doing. It's fun. And where they are from on those high levels, let's say even if they're miles up in the sky on Earth above us, they see us as clear as looking at a penny on the ground. They can see us. They know what we're saying. They hear us. They have the wave with the frequency. They can do that. And it's all – that's why I always tell people, like, be careful when you're out there sky watching. Don't start doing drugs. Don't start taking beer and drinking booze. That will not bring them to you. You have to keep your energies clear. So before you go, don't eat too much. Kind of stay light body, you know, lettuces and things, and then drink a lot of water, and then go up to the fields or wherever it is that person might want to skywatch, and send out that loving thought energy, send some prayers up, and then and thy will not mine. That's my favorite thing. Is I always say, and then I say, well, if you're in the area, it'd be great, but it's your will, not mine. And you kind of nonchalantly push that energy out, so it's not bothering you to constantly look, and you'll see. You could be with friends and be talking. And all of a sudden you might get a vibe to turn and look, and there's this bright star sitting there that doesn't belong. And that's happened to Phyllis and me and our friends. We were in the park, in Central Park, at 8 o'clock at night. And the UFO flew right over us in Central Park. It was amber. And then just dematerialized as it went over us and made a little zigzag to let you know it was them. Because I telepathically said, well, our friend Diane wants to know if you guys are real, make a pattern, do something. And they went, burr, burr. And then they teleported off. And she was watching with binoculars. So this is how they like to do these things. That's why, again, I worry about disclosure personally only for me. When they hear disclosure, I think of 3D physical people, which says to me military-type people that are coming to the military-type people here at planet Earth. And,
right.
You know, like there's confederations in space more than there are a federation. A federation has to deal with a military essence. But confederations are more like the alliances. You have your things that you do, like Star Trek, and they do their thing. But we all work together, and we're all for the same good, you know. And like Yehoshua one time said this to his apostles. Now, I don't remember the biblical scripture, but it was a man that was seen in the town by the apostles preaching about Jesus and healing through Jesus' name. And they came and said, Master, yeah, you know, there's a man in town and he's doing this. He's speaking and creating this and causing miracles. You know, with your name, he's healing people, but he's not part of us. He's not part of our group. You know, he's not with us. Huh? You know, so Jesus said, well, is he saying doing anything that's against what we say or what I've said? He said, no. And then he says, well, then let it go. If he's not against us, he's with us. He's for us. So this is where it comes down to teachings of other realities or Bibles or religious things, because everybody's religion, we all know there's a creator. We all believe in the one creator. You can meet creator, yes, so you know. That's not a belief, you know. And you know creator's there because your heart beats. That's where creator resides, with an aspect of spark in all of us. Now, the creator is there, calls to us to come to the chamber. That's the heart. So when you meditate, you go to the chamber in peace and quiet and reside within with creator. The light, which is what spark that creates your heart to beat. There is no mechanical essence of that. It is what it is, the creator. That's what gives us the life. And that's why in the ancient teaching it also says, creator says, I give you the life. The life is your gift. But I also could take the life when your time is up, when you've learned what you needed, or whatever goes on. And our time is, that's how we've set up our program on the other side before we came here. We don't know when our time is up. And we can get graces and healings and everything and extend our time. And even the angels have told me there are spots. I know this is new information for some people. There are places that they can see on the physical body of our bodies. That is a dimensional thing, quite of a frequency, that reminds of us to imagine a pie plate or a pie with all the cut marks on the pie causing little triangles and little diamonds on the pie in the center. As you were cutting all these segments out of a pie, they could see this rotate. This is a frequency. There are certain pie, let's say, shapes of a little slice of pie that stands out to the angel that says, this is when an event or this is going to happen, or this soul has chosen all these things because they know you, what you've chosen. And they can see what event's coming up that we don't know yet because we're experiencing here. But they can give us hints and warning signs to don't go take a left, don't go on that airplane, don't get on that boat. They'll say things like that. And if we choose to go on it, that's the event. If we choose not to go on it and say, I get a funny feeling, I don't feel like going today on that boat or that plane or for that ride and that train or whatever, or down that block on that side street, then we've missed something that might have happened to us that might have been dangerous, might have actually almost hurt us or killed us. And then in that way, because we trusted and listened within and give thanks, oh, you know, you might find something happens to the train or airplane or bus or whatever after, and you go, oh, my God, I was going to be on that plane. Oh, my gosh, something saved me. That gives hope to people, brings opening to Creator that they believe now maybe they lacked, they were lacking, inspiration, or they were lacking hope or belief. And then they realize, oh, my gosh, a miracle happened. Somebody knew something was going to happen. They guided me. And that's how they bring energy to people. So the angels have told me about these different things. And I've met my guardian angels physically, so they... And I told people this before, my doorman met my guardian angel too when she came to deliver a briefcase for my wife. And then she dematerialized on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It was fun. And he's down there right now. He's the doorman today right on there. To again, end this whole thing, I'm sorry I rambled on, but there's important information because I know people out there want to hear something like this to understand the angels help us and guide with us. They are friends. They are friends. And the angels work in space. So if we're out of body on a high frequency, they're with us too. And sometimes you won't see the angel with you because they want you to experience on your own, to learn from it. But you can ask, and then they show up some on your left or right side. They'll come around to talk with you and be with you. So disclosure again, I don't know. The crew and the guys up there, the beings and beautiful beings and people and sisters up there, they want us to be in touch with Infinite One, more than with dense physical ones, yet our friends can come to us physically just like Balfond did to me in the park. So, and shake your hand. So they can come to us and work with us and talk with us. And this is more of the contact I think people would rather have than playing with guys that play with our military. I mean,
True.
And again, they're the ones that build bases on dense levels. But don't forget, our Aetherian friends came to our government too. They showed and demonstrated different things to, I think it was Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't grays. I know people like to say some of them are grays. There was Aetherians are human looking like us, like Ashtar's friends and the people like Venusians. They would look similar to humans, maybe about 7 feet tall. They can be also our height, from 5 feet on up. They can be in different heights. So they demonstrated things, and they were the ones who said, please come join with us, but you have to get rid of all these weapons and things that create havoc on planet Earth and can hurt it.
Yes.
And the military at the time did not want to give up that power, which it is a power and control. So they let the grays come that they contacted, and there they are. That's what happened back then.
Wonderful.
50s. So they still wait for us to call. They still wait. But meanwhile, while the Earth people who are more dense physical or more, let's say, not of the high spiritual mind, so we'll say more in line with power manipulation. I don't want to say any more, but you know what? Everybody knows what I mean. They are not of that mind, and they will not meet those kind of ETs. And they usually probably won't meet any ET, but we want to keep our minds on a high frequency of love, light, oneness, and beauty and with Creator, and see the beauty in everything, right? You got to see the beauty, even though it's crazy havoc going on planet Earth. Phyllis and I like to say, Phyllis always says to me, she's the one who started it, she goes, well, there's an Armageddon going somewhere on planet Earth for somebody, you know, right now. There's an Armageddon happening because, like we joke, Armageddon out of here. But there's an Armageddon happening whether someone's being held hostage, something horrible. So we have to pray and give our love to our brothers and sisters and children and all the animals on all the planet who might be in hostage situations. We got circus animals. We got all kinds of animals being held. And I want to think about any animals being tested. And then you got children who are kidnapped. So we got to. Those are their Armageddons, you know, in the animals. The animals are soul, just like us. It's in the Bible. The animals have a soul, just like us, and they can progress to become human-like or beings on the higher realms I've seen. And make no mistake, we've all been in our past, have been an animal in some way, someplace, another planet system maybe. I know I have because I remember it. And I get along with animals very much more than people. So I think that they know that
right,
about
Mark.
Our energy frequency.
Mark?
Yeah.
We've got another phone call as well to get in yet.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all
and
the information,
you,
Mark. We love you.
Thank
That's
you. Love
I
you
love.
Too, Mark.
Thank
we love you.
We love you as well. Right, we've got a 0223 number.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hello, you guys. It's so good to hear you talking and sharing this information. I appreciate it so much. I'm in America, and you know, I've been living in Germany, Bob, for a while. But I do notice that it's a little bit easier to share with people this information, even without the country. Out of the country, I'm in America, where it's more Christianized, which is my background, of course. Don't get me wrong. And it gets difficult. You see, if people are here, I guess they live in so much fear or something. How would you suggest, as a spiritual teacher and people who a person who shares information with people that they've never really had before? I don't give a lot, but how would you suggest? Is there any suggestions that you could give me to let me know that I'm on the right track and that, like you said, your friends left. You know, you mentioned it to some friends, and they weren't your friends anymore. That's been happening to me, too, since I've been back here. It's like you call, you get in contact, you talk about some things with people, and then next thing you know, nobody's calling you back anymore. How would you suggest that I do this? Because I am back here to bring information.
Okay, what is your first name? You don't have to say more.
Oh, excuse me. My first name is Vondi. Excuse me, I didn't say your name. I jumped in the car. and everything, and I'm driving. I'm sorry. I apologize
Mark.
For that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Your name was?
Vonda.
Vonda.
Oh, okay. Well, It's a sign when you're moving from frequency to frequency, meaning a higher realm of energy around you, when your friends start dropping away. And in the final, they call it, let's call it what it is. I mean, people like to say it's the end times, but the end times could be 1,000 years. You know, we don't know. But they say this starts happening, and this is part of the change when we're growing, that in spirit, that is, in spirituality, that people of a different frequency will not be bothering with us anymore if we've moved on to a different realm of light, let's say a higher frequency. So the friends that we had in the past might drop away. Because they say, oh, you're weird, or we don't understand, or I don't know, you're into this crazy stuff. And then all of a sudden you notice they're not your friend anymore, so you go, okay, that's all right. I love you guys anyway. You know, just tell them, send them love no matter what, even though they drop away, because their time comes another time for them to experience their miracle or their awakening. And you pray for their awakenings, too. Just give them love and understanding like that. If you have everybody comes to the planets, the physical density is to do something. Some people say, I have a mission. Some people say, I got to do something. I got to be a teacher, or I got to take care of children, you know, or raise horses. You know, they all have a feeling of what they're supposed to do somewhere. Some people have no feeling about what they're supposed to do, and they move around. They're like the wandering soul. They say, I'm a wandering soul. So they call them wanderers because it seems like they get to do different things and work in different jobs, yet their energy is there for a reason, especially if they're of a high energy of love to all mankind and earth. So they say, well, I'm a nurse now, or studied to be a nurse, but I ended up being working with computers somewhere, you know, whatever. But then they work with other people in different ways. Every time we work with people, even the person on the store line or the cashier, give them love, smile. I'm smiling all the time around New York. Probably think I'm nuts around here. But because you're looking at everything, right? And you realize this is just crazy stuff here. It's a reflection, but it's beautiful. It's all here now. And we're in it now. You know, this is a one-time thing right now on this planet right now. We're here now. And everyone here on planet Earth now is a brave soul, a strong soul of, let's say, warrior-like soul almost, because they've taken on such a hard energy to come down to this vibration to come in. So everybody listening on planet, everyone is a came in to do something, but it's a challenge, this density. And so,
of course,
you know, that maybe we're here to take care of somebody who's weak, who can't handle this energy, and they took on too much. They might feel, oh my gosh, it took too much and I can't handle it. And we just are there to give them the love and the hope and encourage them, you know. Some people just encourage
yeah.
people. And the yeah. school teachers do that, or the different teachers. So you can ask for what, if you're wondering a reason why people come or what my reason is to be here, you go, you ask for guidance inside. Ask at night when you go to sleep. And you say out before you try to fall asleep, before falling asleep, do your prayers or whatever meditation and say, tonight I'm going to go to sleep. And as soon as I get to sleep, I'm going to get to the other side, which is out of body or astral travel. And I go find out and talk with the teachers and my angels. And I, when I wake up, I will know the reason I came, or the really, really reasons I had this illness, or the reason that this happened to my friend or me, I bumped my knee or something. There's other reasons you can actually get information like that. And you say, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I will have an answer that will appear to me in some way as a sign, or I will see it and write it down. Or as I move throughout the day, it will be revealed to me in different ways. And sometimes you might be guided to go look up a magazine and pick it up off of a shelf or a book. Or you'll hear a radio show. We call them the different signs, like TV and radio can give us a message. Or a song will play at the moment you're wondering about something, and it comes, the song is the answer. These are different kinds of signs that we get. So if
yeah.
you're confused about what it is you're here to do or why, you can definitely ask before you go to sleep to wake up with the information you need, and ask for Universal Blessed Mother Mary. She comes to protect us all the time when we call her. I know people don't know her too well, but she's amazing. And Sananda wanted us to talk about her more, but I wanted to I gave that information before, yet understand how powerful she and Sananda are. And they love us and our control of this planet. When he shed his blood on the cross and her tears mingled with his, and I've been there in the visions to see them in 3D, that the energy that combined to melt, that went into the earth when the rain came, it blended into the dirt, into the earth. It became as a blessing and anointing to the planet. So in the
yeah.
sense that Mary, Yeshua, and Mary are in control of what's going around here too. They are in control. So when you've got any kind of negative entities or beings around, or some people might say Satan or evil, call on them, and with all your heart and soul, call on them first and say, be gone. Tell them, be gone. In the name of Yehoshua, Yeshua, Jesus, Sananda, be gone over here for me. And there's an ancient saying, ancient one, I can tell people, but the words are Ate Malkut Vegevua Vegidula Leolam, Amen. And you say, in the name that is above all other names, I banish from this place all seeds of evil and negativity and thought forms. And I bind them as with chains, and I call them light chains. I bind them with chains, and cast them into the outer darkness, where they shall trouble not the seekers of truth. But that's the way the original incantation goes. That's an ancient prayer. But I changed
right.
it at the end to, where they shall trouble not the seekers of truth, into the outer darkness, right? I say,
yes.
And into the outer darkness, from that point on, they go right to Creator's light, where they are
yes.
seen by Creator and forgiven and given a second chance. That all souls
yes.
have a chance. There is no real hell that they all promote.
Right.
I have heard
yeah.
the angels,
yeah.
all of them told me, Yeshua has told me, he said, all souls are forgiven if they call out. A lot of times they're so
yeah.
prideful they don't call out.
Yep.
So we pray for everyone and give love to all
yeah.
of them. But, you know,
yeah.
your choice of what you came to do is within you. And it might be a medley of things, or it might be certain things that will be guided to you, or you just know. You just know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if you're good with kids and good with animals, you just know that whenever I'm around dogs and cats and horses, I'm petting them, I know they feel me and they love me. And that is part
yeah.
of my thing, because I bless them as I go. If I see a dead dog
yeah.
or a cat or a bird or something on the road or
yeah.
deer,
mm-hmm.
I bless it as I go.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
But bless it with a circle and a cross three times. And you
yeah.
say, bless them.
Yeah.
Because they are just forgotten, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
People just hit
mm-hmm.
animals and don't think about them.
I know. Isn't that something? Woo,
I know.
Well,
Yehoshua
thank you so much.
Is real. He is real. He is who he says he is. He can materialize mm-hmm. and be with you right now and sit and have a cup of tea with you and dematerialize. I've met him physically. He's hugged me. He's beautiful. And Mary, too. So I've drawn a picture of Mary, the way she appears in her spacesuit. It's on my Facebook page. Somewhere on the timeline, you can find it. She asked me to paint pastel her. I'll do that in the future. I haven't had a chance, but it's a black and white pencil. And you can see Sananda, the way he appears on the High Realms, on the intergalacticmission.com website under extraterrestrials. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Vonda.
I have Mary. Mary is one of my spirit guides, and I'm on once a week, 4 to 6 times a month with my spirit guides, or I do not. Comes through, and many of them come through, and Mary is one who has come through, her and her mother, Anna.
Oh, yeah,
has come
and
through
Anna.
Times.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
Anna, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but I thank you very much because when you say about the going to sleep at night.
Yeah, you can get all your answers.
I'll get an answer.
You'll
yes,
get
I'm
your answers that
answer.
Way. Just trust and know you can because people say, well, I don't believe it, but you can. And,
thank you, yeah. That's perfect because that's something that I would definitely start doing. It's important. I do all the prayers and meditations. I got the spirit guides, you know. I talk to my angels. You know, I get a lot done. But I just wanted to know about that because the way I'm staying while I'm here in America, you know, it's almost like when I get up, it takes me hours to get myself together to get out of the house. And my energy is not low like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Each day I say to myself, what in the world is happening? And I realized that because my vibration was much higher, but it's other people living in there, and it has been, you know, really taxing, but I've used it because I've turned it around. I said, well, they love me.
Mm-hmm.
I use it like that. I say, they love me. They care for me. You know, I'm welcome here as long as I want. You know, and I try and turn it around rather than, you know, seeing it as something else. But I do know that when we're vibrating at a higher vibration and then we come into a lower vibration frequency, that it can kind of like wear us out. So I'm just, you know, I'm really just praying on how to deal with that. So that's why when you say at night, ask those questions and go to sleep and get some answers, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to get me some answers because I need some because I'm staying here for a while and I'm staying with them. And so I need some answers, you know? So I thank you for that.
You will get them. You will get them. Just trust.
Okay.
And bless yourself with oil and water, holy oils and water.
Okay.
Before,
I will.
You know, before prayer. Third eye, you know, do the sign of the cross.
And what holy oil would you suggest?
Oh, there's Abba anointing oil. You can get oils. There's any oils, you have a priest bless it for you, olive oil. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
pure
you.
Olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bob
okay.
is time up, I guess.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you so much. Bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Vonda. God bless you.
Thank you, Vonda.
Thank
love
you, Bob.
You.
I love you. Love y'all, too. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, we've just about run out of time. It's been ever so busy tonight in the chat room. We had lots of people in the chat room. I'm sorry we couldn't get round to everybody, but we've done well tonight. And thank you so much, Mark, for coming on the show. It's been terrific as usual.
Oh, thank you, Bob. I hope I covered some of the things for people. It was whatever was coming out was from them. I'm just told to say certain things, and I just let them flow. So it wasn't always me there, guys. It was my friends and crew. And Sananda giving me some information to just make sure they know about certain things.
That's right, because people do want to know things like this, and I'm glad he came through to just let us know more.
Yeah, usually when I'm talking with you, Bob, they're always coming through. I just sometimes I guess I assume everybody knows that it's not always me, that they're speaking through, and I'm saying the words that they want me to say. So I think it comes through fast talking sometimes, but I love you, Bob, and thank you for this opportunity.
I love you, too.
Next time Phyllis will be here. She couldn't be here today. She was working.
That's fine. Yes, usually we'll set you up for a Friday, and I know Phyllis will be here.
Thanks.
Send all my love to Phyllis as well. I've missed her.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you to everybody in the chat room tonight. Rosemary's been there, and Rosanna. There's been quite a few there tonight. Oh, excuse me. Leon's been there tonight, and quite a few others have been there tonight. I think I'll drink.
Yeah, a little hot tea.
Rainbow's been there tonight as well. So there's been quite a few there tonight. Anyway, I love you all. Thank you so much, Mark. It's been terrific as usual. And I love everyone. Take care. And on my show this Friday, I have got Arginosh on this Friday.
Okay.
I think we're going to talk about power of the mind.
Oh, good. Yes.
So good night and God bless from the UK.
Oh, God bless you, Gary.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you.